Yeah, I might be. People talk about jet lag, and my experience of going over there this time, I think it was I just got over there. First of all, it's quite a bit of flying. You're pretty near up 30 some hours by the time you get there, and it's tough to sleep on the plane. So, and then we started off with a bang and just started traveling right away and not really taking any time for a rest. It took me about 4 days, 5 days to get in the groove of their time. And Tommy came over this way about a year ago. That was his first time here. I asked him how he experienced if he had any jet lag. He's like, no. I went to sleep and I woke up. I was fine. So I think what, and he said the same thing when he went back. He just went to sleep, woke up, and he was good. He didn't have no multi-day adjusting bit. I think because of their wacky sunlight and darkness thing up there, they just, at least he just sleeps when he needs to. He don't worry about what the sun does, or doesn't do. So it was a good trip over there 3 weeks. It was chilly at first. We went up into Norway. We seen snow up there in July. I went and took some dip in some lakes. That water was down, I think, in the upper 30s. That was chilly, really chilly. Had to do it though. You're that far north. Yeah, I went swam in the ocean up there in Norway. That was chilly too. There was snow hanging on the sides of the hill. Then it turned warm. We were back southern part of the country, and it got warm up in the 80s every day, which is really warm for them. For 2 weeks, usually they have a couple days in the 70s. So, yeah, that was good for swimming. That's for sure. We did a lot of it. Tommy, he lives right on some water, not directly on the ocean, but anyhow, we had a good time. But yeah, talk about the sun there and Northern Lights. We seen them pretty good that night that they were out. They were asking out the next night too, but they weren't nearly as good. Didn't even pay attention to them hardly. Oh, no, yeah, they're there. Went back in the house. Because of the first night, I got some pictures. I should send them to you. They were red and green. I'll put it this way, Gary. We were looking. They were so bright above us, above our house here. We live in town, so it's not totally light pollution free. We have, but it didn't matter. It was so red a blob above us that I was looking around. I started looking. I looked at Megan. I said, "Your face is red." She looks. She says, "Yours is too." I mean, that's how bright it was. You could see it like shining off her face. So. Yeah, it was pretty good. It lasted a long time. I'd say 3, 4 hours. Get back to you.
That's amazing, Steve. I'm glad that y'all got to see that and got to experience that. That's one of those things that you can write down. And I'm sure I guess some of the kids saw it, but you say, "Hey, your face is red." That's amazing. I guess when they turned green, if it was the green was a brighter color, you'd look have a green hue to you, I guess.
Oh yeah, the kids seen it and they were like, "Oh, cool," and then they went back inside. Yeah, we had green, we had red, we had white, It was mostly just like big broad paint brushes in the sky, no real detailed swirly business. There was some, but mostly it was just, streaks and blobs of kind of fuzzy edges, no sharp edges to this Northern Light bit we saw. And but they were bright. No, they were really standout bright. It was, to be honest, the last solar cycle I didn't see anything to speak of. Time before that I was living down there, so I didn't see anything. And so it's been since the 90s I've seen them this bright. Early 90s, I think it was. And Yeah, so, well, we did have some back in May. I read an article. And, you know, that affects GPS signals because, well, you know how radio signals will be affected by them. Or maybe you don't. If you're listening on HF and you got Northern Lights, if you hear a signal, it can often be fuzzy or guys got some weird wow-wow going on or something like that. It'll mess up with the HF. But so it also affects GPS, which is timing-based system. You know, and these farmers around here and everywhere, mostly nowadays, got auto steer on their tractors and all their equipment. They probably, a lot of them do have it on all their equipment. They use it for planting. They can plant in the middle of the night and draw perfect rows. So I was reading this, it's in a farm paper. I was reading this about how when it, one went through in May when they were planting, they were, the thing would jump a row to the side, or left or right, and they'd have to manually reset it because the signals were off, so their rows were a little bit crooked and stuff, you know. So that was one way it affects us. But, yeah, I seen in May, and that was impressive for the fact that I seen waves. It wasn't just like one lighting up blob in the sky. It was like waves going by at the speed that those particles travel. And, man, they were moving. I mean, just boom, across the sky in a flash, you know. That was something I've never seen before there, over.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with KB0KBJ. Steve, I had never seen anything like that either. But you were talking about taking a dip in one of the streams up there, and the water temperature was about 32 degrees. That ain't chilly. That's cold.
Yeah, well, not quite 32. We took a flask. We took a flask, a thermos. We had had coffee, and we dumped the coffee out or drank it all. I put the thing in the lake, and I took it out at the last minute before we left, and we drove an hour to the house, and I measured the temperature right away, and it was 41 degrees. And I'm willing to say it probably had rose a degree or two, so I'm saying probably was in the high 30s. So, yeah, it was chilly, no doubt. Like the guy whose place we were staying at, Elias, he's like, yeah, we were up in Norway. First we went to Norway. It was about a two-hour drive from where he lives into Norway, this town called Narvik, Norway. N-A-R-V-I-C-K or V-I-K. And we had a picnic on the beach there. Took a dip in that water. That was salt water. You could taste it. I said, oh, this is cold. He's like, yeah, but we're going to go back to, when we go back, we're going to stop at Tornatrask, which is a big lake, 50 miles long and some couple 5 miles wide or something. He said, we'll take a dip in there too, and that's going to just be easy. We're going to just be freezing. And it was. Yeah, you stepped in there and your ankles just, your bones hurt, you know. Yeah, it's just like, oh, this is going to be chilly.
Well, it's no wonder they invented the sauna.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, you get them two contrasts there. You know, the people, they do these ice bath business. They've been doing ice baths out there for ages. Right, boy, you go get steamed up in there and take a jump in the water, which is like around them islands and everything. They got a lot of that water, you know. And you do a few rounds of that, boy, I tell you. You sleep soundly that night.
I would imagine so. Getting real warm like that and jumping into cold water, I'd have to go back in there and get warm before I could go to sleep. Cause I can't go to sleep when I'm shivering.
Yeah. Well, as hot as they get them saunas, or could get them saunas. You weren't shivering even when you did get in the water. It just kind of cooled you off on the outside. You still, well, you know how it is. You come in from the hot out down there in the middle of summer, and you can be radiating a lot of warmth, even though you're sitting in the AC house for quite a while. It's a while to get chilly. Same idea.
Yeah, it kind of is the same idea, but I would think that you immerse yourself in that cold water after being in the heat like that, and in the steam. It wouldn't take very long for that cold water to dissipate the heat.
No, it don't. You don't spend a whole lot of time in there. Where Tommy's place was, it wasn't bad. It was actually quite nice. The water was there, so. He had a sauna his brother brought and made, put it on an old camper trailer and brought it out there. Put it by the water. And we'd get all steamed up and then go jump in the lake. And we'd start, first of all, we'd start the sauna about 10 o'clock at night. Finally, about 11 o'clock, quarter to 11, it'd be hot enough. You get in there about 11. And you go in there and you get hot. And then you go in the lake and cool off. And then you go in the sauna. And by the time you get all done goofing around like that, it's about midnight, you know, and it's time for bed. So, yeah, you don't stay in too long. You know, I learned this in scuba diving. Water takes away heat. Or thaws out something. Let's say if you got something to thaw out and you need it thawed out quick in the fridge or freezer, 25 times faster than air. I don't know where I learned that in scuba diving, but I guess it makes sense. You know, you're in water, you need to be well insulated because you're going to cool off and do so real quickly if you're in there for a while, definitely.
KBJ. But Steve, that makes sense, you know. It does take, you know, things do thaw out quicker in the in water than they do air. And I guess the same basic thing in reverse when you get into the steam and stuff. But those are wonderful contraptions, and they do a lot of good, and I've been in a couple of saunas, but I haven't jumped in any ice water yet. That's one thing I might put on my bucket list, but I don't know about that.
Well, I had taken and gotten out of saunas into snow in the past, but snow is different. Snow can get colder than 32 degrees. And so that can be really cold, you know. Whereas water, of course, you ain't going to get that. But anyhow, yeah, it's a good thing to try out. Even though I don't have one, no water real close to me here. I got a sauna at my place. I put one in, but just turning the faucet on cold, 50-degree water coming out. It seems a lot colder than taking a dip in the lake, I'll tell you that. I don't know what it is about it. It just seems bone-chilling cold. coming out the faucet, but anyhow. Yeah, it's, I'll tell you one time, the first time I tried it in snow, Gary, I was laying there on the snow, and I got used to laying in the snow. And then I started looking around as I was laying there. It was night and there was, you know, lights, yard lights and such. And I started seeing things shaking. You know how like in old movies go, you know, flickery like? I started seeing that and I was looking at it with my eyeballs and I was like, you know, if I was seeing things like back in the 30s, old movie style. I think my brain and eyeballs are slowing down a little more. I'm going to go warm back up. So I got up and went in. And, there's snow hanging off me, you know. I'm throwing water on, trying to get it warmed up. It ain't warming up. And then I take a breath in. And I'm like, ooh, It's really hot. I just can't feel it on my skin. I better lay off the steam before I cook myself without knowing it, you know. Everybody else left. Yeah, there might have been some other people there. Too gone, too hot. And I'm like, I don't know what you guys are talking about. It's cold in here. That was the first time I tried that there, over.
Tell you what, young man, you have done a lot of crazy things. And that being one of them.
Yeah. I do have a full repertoire of interesting stuff to tell you. I fill in the young guys on the job. You know, I'm working with guys half my age. And, I keep them entertained sometimes. But I've done that enough tonight. Been good chatting with you, Gary. You have yourself a good evening, and we'll do it again hopefully sooner than a few months from now. With that, KI4, say hi to Joy, too. KI4, oh, check in, Megan. She's here. KD0NIQ. Say hi to Joy. KI4DOS, KB0KBJ.
As usual, I have thoroughly enjoyed this. We don't get to talk, but every few months, it seems like. But when we do, we really enjoy it, or I do anyway. I hope you do. We miss you and Megan and all the children. And one of these days, hopefully, we'll get opened up that way maybe to see you. I'd love to do that because that's two of the states that I have not been in, and I would love to come see you in South Dakota and then take a drive on up into North Dakota just so I can say I've been there. Anyway, y'all have a wonderful week, what's left of it. Tell Miss Megan we said hello, love and kiss on the kids for us, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. Also, let me recognize Miss Megan, KB0NIQ. Got her in the log as well. But thanks, Steve. Thanks for hanging in here and talking with us a little bit this evening. Enjoyed it, as always. And I look forward to the next time we do it again. 7-3, my friend, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Bobby's going to be on round for rag chew or not. We'll call Bobby and see about him. AJ4EN, Bobby, you around? Man, got on HF. And we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. I'm going to wrap it up this evening. Appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around for the SwapNet book and the Rag 2. Had a real good time tonight. Enjoyed it. Y'all come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling, to the best of my knowledge. Give him a good dose of writer's cramp. I'll submit my net report here electronically, and then we'll close the net out. Well, there you have it, folks. Had a grand total of 63 tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. Y'all come back again tomorrow night, and Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling to the best of my knowledge and give him a good dose of rider's cramp. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS clear.
Yeah, KI4DOS, KB0KBJ.
Here, go ahead there, Steve, KI4DOS.
I just sent a picture to you. I just would like to know if you got it.
I did. I just opened my phone so I could look at it in a little more detail. But that is absolutely fabulous. Thank you so much. And I tell you what, your older girls are growing like weeds.
Yeah, you're telling me. Yeah. All right, I'll send you a few more of the Northern Lights, but you have a good evening there, Gary. KB0KBJ.
Thanks for the photo. I'm going to take it in there and show Joy. She's going to be jealous. She'll have me send it to her phone. But you take care, and again, tell Miss Megan we said hello. And love you guys. Y'all take care and be safe.
She heard you. She's sitting here. Good night. KB0KBJ.
KI4DOS clear.